The first project in the $3 billion redevelopment of Tampa's Channelside District is now opening. WUSF's Roberta Roldan has more of the opening weekend of Sparkman Wharf.
On top of what used to be a parking lot for the Channelside Plaza between Amalie Arena and the Florida Aquarium, now sit shipping container buildings housing 10 restaurants from local chefs. Along the waterfront is an outdoor beer garden, a music stage, and a shuffleboard deck. Sam Stein is a development manager for Strategic Property Partners, the firm that created Sparkman Wharf, and is leading the transformation of Channelside into a 50-acre residential and retail district called Water Street Tampa. Stein says the hope is that residents in South Tampa and the greater Tampa Bay region will be attracted back to a long-dormant area.
There's a huge population here, a bigger one about to come with the rest of the Water Street Tampa development. Just not enough for them to do or eat or see.
Sparkman Wharf is primarily aimed at a younger crowd who work and live in the downtown area. That population has expanded in recent years with investments in new apartment buildings, restaurants, and public parks. Ray Wong, who works at an architecture firm down the street, was one of the first people to see the new space. He says he's impressed by how much the development has been opened up to the channel near the Port Tampa Bay.
This used to be next to the water, but there was no connection to the water, and now they've opened it up. They have large open spaces for people to gather outside and kids to play outside.
There are also plans to allow boaters to dock at Sparkman Wharf when there aren't cruise ships at the nearby port. Roberta Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.